questions, please.
With the Thursday to Thursday, how are you handling this week coming up?
Well, it's a 7-day week, Thursday to Thursday. So today is pretty much a coach's day. We have, you know, the training room and the weight room that we have hours there for the players. Then tomorrow will be the game plan day. So tomorrow's a Tuesday. So we're bringing them in a little later Sunday just because of the, you know, three games and ever so many days. And then we'll have a later practice on Sunday, which will be our Wednesday practice.
Have you got a chance to even watch what happened last night?
I have not. I haven't watched the tape yet.
Aaron last night pointed to preparation. He said he needed to raise his level. If you point to the receivers, him and the receivers not on the same page on a lot of plays where he's secondary one distance and they're someplace else. Is that what you've seen so far?
Well, I haven't seen the tape.
Well, I mean, just watching last night's
game. Our passing game is not where it needs to be. I think any time you see, you know, basic plays when, you know, a slant route turns into an interception like it did last night. The timing isn't as clean, which would lead to, you know, some the details and the fundamentals. So much is made of scheme. Frankly, I think too much is made of scheme because at the end of the day, it's about, you know, running your route or defending the route or blocking your guy or getting off the block and eventually, you know, tack on a guy and getting the football. When you have a chance to get your hands on the football, you got to take advantage of it. We had a chance to get our hands on football a number of times last night. Didn't get that done, and we gave away too. You know, I thought both our turnovers were result of sloppy play, and that's just not the way we train. That's not the way we play. And when you're minus two, you lose games usually. And I think it was a huge part of the outcome of the game last night.
Like you said, after the game, we got to demand more as coaches, or we've got to make changes. What kind of changes are you?
Well, I did. That's not. I said more than that. I talked about demand, which is a job responsibility of the coach. I talked about changes. I talked about emphasis. I talked about adjustment. The same thing I've been talking about for years around here. It's every game. Everything we do is constantly evaluated on that. If you look at the offense, the passing game is not clean. We made scheme changes. From last year to this year, and we're not, it's not productive enough. So we will take another hard look at it as we continue to do, and we'll either emphasize some of the changes we have made or go back to, you know, emphasize some of the basic emphasis of our offense and do more of that. But the reality of it has to fit the game plan for the Detroit Lions. So we're going to do what we need to do to have a game plan to beat these guys.
Any concern about Randall's injury being long-term, or do you think he's
going to... I don't think so. Basically, when I left here last night talking to Flea and the trainers, we're really not going to know until we get out on the field Sunday to see where they can move. It's the last thing we talked about, so... Yeah, for him and Brian both.
Mike, what did you see with how the Bears used Cutler, and just in terms of how they kind of limited, you know, some of the opportunities it seemed like for your defense to potentially turn over the football?
Well, I think they ran their offense. I mean, they're run pass check at the line of scrimmage, trying to run the ball to the low technique, the bubble, whatever how you define that from a defensive approach or identification. So, there wasn't a whole lot of high risk play selection. From their offense, which is probably the way to go, with Jay Cutler, but we had a couple chances there to get our hands on a football, and that's what you got to do. You got to convert those opportunities.
You guys have intercepted a million passes during your time here. Is that?
I'm sorry.
You guys have intercepted a lot of passes during your time here. Is that? I know you're frustrated that you're not making plays, but is that one of those things you think is just going to start coming at some point? I mean, there's a lot of fluffy passes just kind of...
I mean, you just got to look at, first thing you got to do is you got to get a position, get your hands on the ball. And I think that's that's the biggest challenge when you're talking defensive football. So we're getting there. I mean, you can't just throw away the conditions last night. They handled the ball a little better than we did, and it resulted in the turnovers. But, the fact of the matter that we're getting there, that's the hardest part. So we just got to convert those opportunities.
Did you get any explanation from Ed on those plays that were blown dead that I thought maybe could have been three plays? What was the?
Just read the rule book. It'll be word for word in there.
That's what he told you.
Word for word.
Mike, what have you thought of what you got out of Eddie the last 2 weeks? But also, you know, I think it's now four times in five games he's also had a fumble.
Well, I mean, make no bones about it. I mean, if you don't hold on to the football, I mean, if you turn the football over, you know, your opportunities are going to decrease or go away. So, Eddie's played very well the last 2 weeks, but he's got to handle the football. I mean, the touchdown was careless with the ball there. And the fumbles is clearly technique. The ball's out away from his body, and that's what happens. You know, the guy comes in from behind and strips the football. So it's a basic technique of fundamental football, and it's something we emphasize every day. We have a ball security drill. You know, it may look like nonsense when they go through it, but that's why we do it.
I know TJ yesterday mentioned, obviously, you guys are running out of time here with only five regular season games left. I mean, what's kind of the sense of urgency right now with this offense to get this back
for you guys? Well, the reality is we're not that far off. It's attention to the details. I mean, our issues are our technique and discipline in the technique, and quit worrying so much about the plays and just, you know, win the route or, you know, win the play called. So, if you look at the way the game was called, you know, if you have 73 plays in a football game and you run ever how many times and you have pretty good balance, you know, we give Aaron Rodgers the ball 43 times, you know, other things around that have to happen. I mean, we had opportunities to be a little more efficient and score some more points. So we had some tough breaks from the officials, but that's all part of the game. It's, you know, the officials, the weather, all those things, you can't control that. You just got to keep playing over that. But we still had opportunities to be more productive, and, you know, no different on defense. You know, a couple of those drives, those third down conversions that we gave up, we got to get off the field. So,
is it troublesome that you guys had a chance to win late at Carolina and late these last home games and haven't come away with those?
We've had four losses, and, you know, three of them we've had a chance to win the game right at the end. Yes, I mean, those are what we refer to as critical plays in the game, and we got to do a better job converting those opportunities.
I guess there's a worry that you thinks you can stack successes, but you're worried that it could be the opposite.
I'm not worried, Bill. I mean, it's the game of football. This is how it goes, ebb and flow, whatever how you're kind of, you know, categorize it or emphasize it or characterize it. It's about staying the course. We got to do a better job in the little things, and when you sit down and watch those plays at the end of the game, you know, I'm confident that we'll all feel the same, that if we did something a little bit better, we would convert those plays.
Do you think the early success you had with Randall on some of those little out routes in the red zone has made officials overreact to some of those natural rubs and picks and things?
Well, the one play on Randall was just a flat poor call. I mean, he missed the call. I mean, you could shake it any way you want. But they're looking for it. I mean, I think Dean Blandino does an excellent job of the continuing education. But, you know, the videos that they put out are very informative. I think the instruction of them is excellent, better than prior seasons. Something that we continue to use as teaching tapes, and just because of the quality, I think is so much better. But in the same breath, you know, the officials are human too. You know, it's. You know, when you emphasize things, you may look for them a little more. So, I mean, because, you know, there's contact that's made. I mean, there's contact on the interception with Devontae. So, I mean, you have plays like that where, you know, on both sides, it wasn't a rub, and the guy, you know, no different defensively, the guy's breaking to the flat for his coverage element. So you have those types of situations. But the play that was called on Randall wasn't even a rub play. I mean, it was drag slant. James Jones ran a slant, and, you know, and as I said, the official missed the call.
Mike, obviously there was a lot on hand as far as the game, but did you get a chance to see Bart or Jerry at all?
I did not, unfortunately, no. Yes.
Distel, I mean, what does that mean for this organization? Obviously, it was a big moment.
I mean, I think as a fan, and, you know, I know for the organization, just having, you know, Bart and Cherry and Brett and his family here, and from what I'm told that the, you know, everything around the ceremony was fabulous, and that's the way everybody wanted it. So, you know, as coaches and players, you know, we felt obviously our responsibility was to keep it about the game, which, you know, and I thought our players did a good job of that. And but yeah, that was a huge night for everybody. You know, like I said, I think as a fan to go to Lambeau Field on Thanksgiving night and watch the Bears and Packers play and have, you know, Brett get his number retired and Bart and Jerry Starr and just the fight, you know, Bart went through to get here and just, I mean, just all those things. It was definitely a special evening.
Two more, please.
Maybe I need Ed to read me the rule, but isn't the interception where Devontae runs, isn't that the same contact as what they got you guys for, or am I wrong on the rule?
The interception?
Yeah.
No, I think really, they're actually the exact same play being ran, but, you know, obviously down there in that tight red zone area, they were in tight man-to-man, where, you know, the one out there in the field, the interception, you know, the safety's coming down on the drag route by Richard Rodgers. So, I mean, there was contact there. I don't know if it was five or, you know, I don't know where, I haven't seen a film yet, so. But the one in the red, you know, the one in the red zone, I mean, JJ's, the defender on JJ bumps the defender on Randall. So, you know, and that was not the explanation I was given on the sideline. So when I saw the explanation in the video that I saw on the screen, the midst of, what is it? I'm not allowed to say Jumbotron.
Tundra vision,
thank you. So on the Tundra vision, was not accurate.
I know you guys are sick of probably answering Jeff Janis questions all the time.
Well, then don't ask it then, Bill.
Well, I will anyway. I know James had a really good game against Minnesota, but he's also been shuttled a couple times. Devontae's struggling. Is there something to be said for just, you know what, this guy gives us something that we're lacking? I mean, you know, maybe he might mess up something here and there, but
Jeff Janis is coming on. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I think Jeff has been given some big play opportunities, and he's converted some. You know, starting on, you know, the kickoff returns and, you know, the deep ball, you know, last week, the pass interference and some scramble extended plays. But, you know, there's certain things. You know, each receiver has a skill set and fits, you know, a certain part of the offense. So I would look at Devontae and Jeff a little differently, you know, as far as how you would utilize them or where you play them. So, but, yeah, but Jeff is definitely getting more opportunities. I mean, and he's earned that.